אנחנו קוראים בספר תלמוד 10 הספירות בכרך ג.
We are reading from the study of the 10 ספירות volume 3 inner light וזה אומרו second column inner light page tav shin lametet. You can ask questions at kab.tv. selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. Study of the 10 ספירות page tav shin lametet volume 3 part 9 second column וזה אומרו.
So we've learned here how we have the Tachton Elyon and Ali Elyon, how do we awake the Ali Elyon through the our Elyon. The Elyon, the upper one, is constantly in Chafetz Chesed, delighted in mercy. We need to awaken it, so that then he'll be able to raise his man and be relatively in gadlut, adulthood, with respect to us in the Eli Elyon. He gives the Elyon the power to be in gadlut, in adulthood, and beget us. And then it turns out that below the Arashimot, the Elyon is in katnut, smallness, Elyon in gadlut, adulthood, and then accordingly we are in all this this line of Parzufim. Later on we spoke of the fact that how does the low one adhere to the Achap of the upper one, and how Zon rises its request upwards, and how does Mad descend below. Basically that's it. There's no more here. Elder son, that if it's Zon, Ziran, Pin, and Malchut, then Ziran, Pin receives twice as much as Malchut. This is called get twice as much because they need to be in Gadlut for her. This is what we've learned. And now, and this is what he says. Yes, second column, please.
And this is what he says. Indeed, their first moon may nukvin in the world, in each and every one, in his place, in the meaning of elder sons, like, for example, Zon to Abba V'ima, which are their elder sons.
Abba and Ima are the elder son of Zon. Those who are in Katnut versus the Tachton, the low one, who is included in the Shimo, he is called the elder son.
However, they are never missing from there, meaning, as explained, that those men which rose with Abba V'ima to Arech Anpin for the purpose of the Gadlut, adulthood of Abba V'ima, are included from two Bechinot, from the Achoraim, from the posterior of Abba V'ima, and from the Kalim of Panim, of face of Zon, and the Zivug was made on both of them together. However, only the Achoraim of Arech Anpin were depicted from this Zivug, and Panim de Zon are not yet corrected in this Zivug. Rather, they descend with Abba Ve'ima below, and then again a second Zivug was made in Abba Ve'ima, and there the Kelim of Panim de Zon are corrected, meaning their Galgalta and Enaim, which are the Bechina of Katnut, infancy de Zon. And therefore, the lights and Kelim in the Achoraim of Abba Ve'ima are regarded as the elders, the elder brothers for Zon, because these Achoraim were with one degree with Zon, both before the Zivug, the Gadlut of Abba Ve'ima, and both while the Zivug in Arech Anpin was made on them for the purpose of Gadlut of Abba Ve'ima. Rather, since they were corrected in the first Zivug of Arech Anpin, they are considered to be the elder sons to Zon, which were corrected later on by the second Zivug. However, you should understand that it doesn't mean Gar the Abba Ve'ima, because Zon were never within one degree with them. Rather, it means only the Achap of Abba Ve'ima, which are called the Achoraim, the posterior of Abba Ve'ima.
Clear?
Lo baron.
Isn't clear.
What's clear? What's clear?
Do you know Hebrew? What is written there? Can you repeat it in words?
No.
No, so what would I do?
I don't even know the words.
Oh, so you don't know what Zon, Abbanim, Chanpin are, meaning you've never heard of it. All right, so there's nothing to do about it. Zon are in the Reshimot. They do not exist for the time being. Although we are saying Reshimot or Partsuf, it's all relative, yes? However, Zon say are in the Reshimot. Their Reshimot awaken by what? Huh? Niv? Zon, by what are they awakening up?
By Naran of the righteous, Naran of Tzadikim.
Naran the Tzadikim, righteous. Who is the righteous? You. So Zon awaken. They raise man to Abba and Ima. Abba and Ima are in Katnut. Right? Hence, Abba and Ima, with respect to Zon, are called how?
The elder sons.
Elder sons. Now, Abanima raise man to
Arichanpin.
Arichanpin is in Gadlut, right? Truth is he in Gadlut? He's also in Gadlut. With respect to what they're asking, everyone is in Gadlut. There are never such requests before. Each and every request, the low and the tachton raise above, there's never nothing that repeats itself. There's no one moment similar to its previous. You know how this quote goes? They have none similar to the other. Hence, there's no such thing that Abanim are in the same Gadlut that can provide what now the Naran, the Tzadikim, Uzon are asking for. Hence, they need to ascend up to where?
Ein Sof.
Good. From Ein Sof, what descends in return?
Mud.
Mud. Mud.
Mud.
Why is it called mud?
No.
No.
Because it's Zachar.
Main Dchurin. Male, Zachar, the one that bestows. Good. And it descends down to Arich Anpin, and now in Arich Anpin there is the right Gadlut, right? So now it is, he is really receiving what he needs, and then he gives mud to Abba and Ima. Abba and Ima also entering Gadlut, right? Due to that. And what are they doing then?
Zivug, panim bepanim, face to face.
Yeah. All right, yeah. Zivug, panim bepanim, yeah. And then, due to that, what are they doing? They are begetting, right? Begetting Zon. Right? And then Zon, once being born, they beget Naran the Tzadikim that are included in them. That's all together, right? So what isn't clear about it in all these actions? What have you got there that it isn't clear?
In general, we're talking about a desire which doesn't exist here.
I don't know philosophy. From what we've talked, what isn't clear?
What is the quality of this desire?
I don't know. This chain is understood mechanically.
What does this chain want? What does the law one want?
I don't know. Ask like I spoke, and not what you feel like. That's it. I'm not working on your frequency now. Sorry. That's it. More questions? Yes.
A question from Zichron. What is Naran of Tzadikim, Naran of the righteous, which awakens the system?
Broken Kelim. Broken Kelim. Well, call it Zon. It doesn't go further down because it belongs to Zon. Because the low nine of Malchut are the Sefirot are below the Parsa, and they include within them all that is below the Parsa. They're divided into three thirds, being basically three worlds, divided into broken kelim, such and such, because Malchut is all the kli. However, we are dividing Malchut into all kind of elements, olamot, sefirot, patsufim, kedusha, klipa, one versus the other, the section of the klipot, and more and more and more. These are parts that are among the broken parts. How can we classify them in order to correct in a certain process? But all in all, it all belongs to Zohn. Yes.
Oren from Netanya is asking, I don't understand how Zohn raised man before Abba Ve'ima gave birth to them.
I don't understand what they're saying. The deficiency is what's there. What's here? By what the deficiency come? So we need to say that from above arrives something called Dadei Behema, the udders of the beast, which is of Attic. And the illumination is coming. And she evoked the Chisaron. This illumination comes from Netzach and Hod, being Chasadim. And this is Gvorot. And then they begin to wake up. That works, Chasadim work more on Rishimo of Itlabshut. And that works more on Rishimo Daviut. This is how it works. They awaken the Rishimot, the Rishimot ascend, and want to be realized. Well, let's continue.
We are in page Tavshin Mem, first column, Veze Omro. And this is what he says, they are never missing from there, because these Achoraim of Abba Ve'ima connected to the construction of the Partsuf of Abba Ve'ima themselves, and therefore it is impossible that they will be missing from there. However, the Panim of Zohn, although they were cleaved together in these Achoraim of Abba Ve'ima, anyway, after the second Zivug, they are separated from the Achoraim of Abba Ve'ima and come out of there to their place below. For it was apparent that they are not from the Bechina of Abba Ve'ima, rather from the degree of Zohn, which is the meaning of birth. This is what he says, and it is impossible for any man to rise from there onward unless through them, because every degree which comes to Zohn is obligated to repeat all the conducts which apply to their first emanation in Zohn, for there is no renewal of an illumination unless from Ein Sof, and therefore all the Patsufim need to raise man for each other until Ein Sof Baruch Hu, and then a new light comes down to them from Ein Sof Baruch Hu in the meaning of Mad to Ak, and through the entire degree in the exact same manner they were emanated first until the Mochin come to Zohn.
You see how he constantly chewing the same. Just for us to understand this simple system, why he has his own intentions in that. He wants us to be integrated in that, for us to understand that only in such way we can ascend. Next.
And therefore the Ari says that the man and new mad, which are bestowed upon Zohn from Abba Ve'ima, are bestowed only through the Achoraim of Abba V'Ima, which are the elder brothers of Zon. Since they have great proximity to Zon, therefore they raise the man of Zon to Abba V'Ima for the purpose of their mochin. And other for them, Zon wouldn't have been able to rise to Abba V'Ima, which are above their degree, as known, that no degree can rise above her own degree.
Meseder? Questions? Oh, Glizerin. Soon he'll tell us something new.
Questions in general. Man, these are two nukvot, Bina of the lower one and Malchut of the upper one. What are these two nukvot, these two females?
Main nukvin means that Malchut wants to work like Bina, in the same style as Bina.
Who's Malchut and who's Bina, of the lower one or of the upper one? Whom do they belong to?
You remember what Rabash wrote to us in how the Tachton, lower one, connects to the Elyon? Yeah, the integration of the quality of mercy with judgment. Din in Rachamim. That if you want to talk about it, this is... Nonetheless, these are actions within the Tachton, for which the Elyon is either as an example to some extent, or... Well, for him, the Elyon is... Well, like in our world, the Elyon is simple as the one that gives the power, as the one that support and help. That's it. Cleaving onto the Elyon. In order to resemble him. And integrating in order to resemble. So I don't know quite what you're asking. How could there be Malchut from the low one, Bina from the upper one? I don't quite understand. Rather, the low one, Tachton, is willing to do all these actions within him in order to construct in out of himself a form that is similar to the upper one. He takes from the Elyon only the sample, the example, and within him he raises his Malchut to his Bina, etc. What you're saying, that Malchut, whether Malchut of the lower one could be in contact with Bina of the upper one? Was that your question?
No, the opposite.
Bina the Tachton with Malchut the Elyon?
Yeah, is that man or both of them are in the lower one, Bina and Malchut? What does it mean?
Both in the Tachton.
And another question, and how can we raise man before there is Gadlut?
There is such action where by Malchut and Bina into proximate Parzufim are tied to one another, but this is Yenika, suckling. This is something else.
And how can man be raised before there is the recognition of the Gadlut of the upper one? It is said that after...
Oh, here you're asking a very great question. You will never see the Elyon as great. You will never see the Elyon as great, because should you see him as great, you'll annul before him with your vessels of reception, not in your vessels of bestowal. I mean, you'll be able to perform all kind of good actions for him because he's great. Because your desire to receive will necessitate you doing that. With respect to the great one, you're annul naturally. Was it the wisdom of the concealed? Because all the great ones are concealed. For otherwise you will only increase your desire to receive and won't have anything more than that. Hence, everyone have to hide. You need to develop faith towards them that they're great above your intellect. And above and although your mind. And should it be revealed, he'll be revealed only to the extent that you will cover yourself. When you take the concealing screen from him and apply the concealment upon yourself. And always between you and him there is a screen.
And where is faith here in the Sefirot? Where is it?
Emuna b'Sefirot?
Faith in the Sefirot?
You said that in order to raise man there has to be faith. Where do we have faith here?
In the Sefirot there's no such thing. The Sefirot are corrected desires. There's no faith. Where is the returning light in the Sefirot?
All the Sefirot are reflected light. This is what we've learned.
When you're saying Sefirah, what is that you're referring to? The corrected desire to receive in order to bestow. So we're here precisely within the Sefirah itself. She's saying it's correction within her, to the extent she's bestowing, this is called her returning light, right? So this is called faith. Emunah. Bestowal. What is the faith? Next.
Item 10, item 9, the words of the Ari. Now we shall explain the matter of man in Nukva of Zeranpin, and from there we will know about the rest. We have already explained that all those Bechinot of Melachim are called the name Bon. And therefore, you should know and understand that just man everywhere are implied in the name Bon. However, necessarily there is the Bechina of man themselves and also the Bechina of the Kli itself where the man is inside of. And this is what the sages have implied, that a woman only makes a pact with he who had made a Kli. And therefore the woman is not conceived from the first coming, because in the first coming it made for her the Bechina of the Kli. And from there onward, there is room for the man to be depicted inside of him, and then she is conceived. Again, item 9. Now we shall explain the matter of man in the Nukva of Zeranpin, and from there and from her we will know about the others. We have already explained that all those Bechinot of Melachim are called the name Bon. And therefore, you should know and understand that just man everywhere, they are implied in the name Bon. However, there is necessarily the Bechina of man themselves and also the Bechina of the Kli itself, where the man is inside of. And this is what the sages have implied by saying that a woman only makes a pact with he who made a Kli. And therefore, the woman is not being conceived from the first coming, for in the first coming, he had made for her the Bechina of the Kli. And from there onward, there is room for the man to be depicted in, and then she is being conceived. Inner light, item 10, item 9. Man, everywhere are implied in the name Bon, because the entire issue of man comes from the breakage of the Kelim and the cancellation which occurred in all the Patsufim which emerged in the world of Nikudim, where all the corrections that come during 6,000 years until the days of the Messiah are only in order to return and rebuild all these parts of him in their degree like they were before they were cancelled. And it is known that the world of Nikudim is called Bon. Therefore, each and every Bechina which we raise to be corrected, which is the man, is regarded in the name Bon. However, the lights which extend anew from the Ein Sof Baruch Hu through all the degrees until the correction of that man, they are regarded as Ma. the man themselves and also the Bechina of the Kli itself, which are where the man is in, you already know that it is impossible for any degree to rise above herself even slightly, because the upper one, which comes to the place of the lower one, becomes like him. And also the lower one, which rises to the place of the upper one, is compelled to be like him, because the whole thing of the spiritual difference is only the disparity of form. And as long as there is a disparity of form between the lower one and the upper one, how can the lower one rise to the upper one then? And therefore, since there is no reality for correction in the lower one in his own degree, unless the upper one will correct him inside his upper degree. And there is no reality of correction for Bia in their own place, only when they ascend to Atzilut, and also Atzilut above. Therefore, a special Kli is required in each and every degree to have the ability to go down to the degree, to the place of the lower degree, and rise it above its place. And this is what the Ari says, that necessarily there's the Bechina of man only, and the Bechina of Kli, which raises it only. For otherwise, how can it be that the man of the lower degree will rise to its upper degree? A woman is not being conceived.
Is that clear? What?
He says the whole matter of the corrections in the 6,000 years until the days of the Messiah are meant only to correct all these patsufim. So if I understand, there are three stages in this whole story. Something was built, destroyed, and then it has to be rebuilt for a second time. And we are involved only in the third part of rebuilding it for the second time?
Yes.
And how does it happen?
What was prior was only a preparation. What was till our days? In the people of Israel, as that was established from Babylon and then through Egypt, then came back and built the first temple, second temple broke also. It was all preparation in accordance with what was in spirituality, as there was preparation in the world of Nikudim, in the first and second shattering, the Melachim of Dargat and Tanhim. The Kli of Mochin de Chochmah and Kli of Mochin de Chassadim. Hence, what happened to date, including the exile and the breaking and everything, it is all as preparation, just as all the vessels from the world of Ein Sof descend and through the breaking fall down to this world. Accordingly, in this world, there is a replica as within this world, restored in our matter is the whole process, and now we got to that point. And from now onwards, hence, we are saying we are, from now onwards, in a correction.
What does it mean to restore?
It means that you bring the broken state to state of connection, chibur. Nothing more. I can bring the Kli and turn it to a complete Kli.
So in order to restore or reconstruct, I need to bring something broken and see how it is when it is corrected.
Yes, correct. Hence it is written, the revelation of the bad, and then he did well. I've created the evil inclination. I've created Torah as a spice, yes?
But I don't see the corrected thing.
How will you see it if it isn't? Rather, what's the claim?
I'm asking, in the good scenario, I only see a broken thing, so how do I know?
No, not in good case, you see. In the very good case, you see the broken Kli, and you're heading to correct it.
But I don't know what the corrected form is.
You do not see what the corrected form is, not seeing as you want to, as you claim that you have no example. You do not, but you're searching for it, yes? Correct. What?
It's not clear.
Ah, because it is called, you should see it and sanctify it, it said about the moon. Because should you not search, you will not find the correct form. If it would be shown to you, you will not understand it is the right one. You need to discover the right form from within the search, from within the sorrow, from within the torments, the lacks. Revelation of the right form will not help. I remember myself, I was a little boy. I'm learning from life. How you say gramophone? Yeah, gramophone. My granny had a gramophone. It was a good one. I remember it was like within, it was kind of a well-oiled. And I was maybe 5 or 6 years old. I began to take it apart. Yeah, I carried it out to the backyard. Began to take it apart. I dismantled it all the way to parts. And later on, I got yelled at for that. Yes, this is, you know, it was in those days. And she liked hearing special songs. What did they have there? No, parts of opera and all kind of singers. So I had to put it back together. So I began to put it together, and I remember working on it for a long time, but specifically because I searched the screw for here and there's something for there. The only thing was that I couldn't work out, it was the spring, you know, it just released, you know, it's a very strong spring that you tighten it and then it releases and then the record spins. So had I not been seeing by myself, seeing and doing, then it's like an ape, you know, seeing and doing. The fact that by myself I was searching for the only right way, I grasped the principle. I got the principle. Hence, telling you, it is impossible in the corrections to receive examples. You must be in self-search, because by that you get to know yourself, you get to know the Creator, you get to know how to resemble Him, and in what way and where precisely are you. Aid is lacking. Say, a spring, I couldn't bend myself, I remember. So I was helped. Everything else, I think I did it by myself.
I know that example. Well, at least the part of dismantling things.
Yeah, wise one. Dismantling it. But that's something too.
But when you come to put it together, then I take a piece in my hand and try to understand where does it fit.
Yes.
Now, in spirituality, what do you do?
Exactly the same.
But I don't see any pieces, I don't see anything.
No. You have a few rules, though. You know how to connect in the environment, how to do everything, how can I match them, who the Creator is. At least something, you have some conditions, you have classifications. You can't say just like that, air, Ein Sof, no discernments whatsoever. No, you do have. Oh. Not doing bad to others as much as possible, connect to them in canceling oneself, in discovering them as great ones, not discovering even, imagine them as great, above my intellect, my reason, as much as possible, beg before them and buy them presents so that they'll think about me, so that they will help me, yes, to evoke them to mutual responsibility, so that should we think about each other, we won't forget about the goal, and more and more and more. You have plenty of conditions which you can observe. Make yourself a rav, constantly work on the greatness of the Creator. Being a master, that there's nothing more to it. And accordingly, we're advancing. Yes.
Like it seems to me spiritually, sitting in front of the pieces of this megaphone, and I really want them to connect. I'm asking for something like this. Is this what I'm doing? This is my action.
Wanting them to connect, I don't know what it is.
So what's the action? I see, and there are all these disassembled pieces in front of me. What do I do?
Just like that, I'm saying connect. What? Who will connect? What
this
parts?
Is my question. What do I do? How do we connect? There's a gathering of dismantled pieces. What do I do? I'm supposed to look at all the friends as gathering of dismantled, broken, separated desires, and I want them to connect. What do I do?
I don't understand your depiction.
What is the right picture? How do I look at this separated state in spirituality which I want to be corrected?
The right state is that instead of all these bodies, I imagine desires, and all these desires are in me, and they need to be in me connected. All these passions, all these thoughts, all these desires must come and connect in me. I need to connect them like that in my heart.
What does it mean to connect them in my heart?
I don't know. That I live for the heart to understand. Yes, Moti. We need to, well,
before the end of this part of the lesson, the weekly committee brought a very good activity group to enter Sviva Tova 5 times a day and listen to parts of the lessons. Many friends get in there. I did it myself. And what do we do about friends who can't get in there? What do we do?
I don't think they so much can't go in. Everyone have a smartphone, they can go to some corner for a second or two, for a minute or two. Do you need to be in it for a long time to be impressed?
No, it's pretty short, but you have to get in there in certain hours. This is a group activity.
All right, set hours. I don't know, invent for yourself something else. I don't know, but or don't call at all. The main thing is not to forget, so make yourself tape recorder, you know. Nowadays you have those little, something that can play whatever you want. You know, just bring, in the archive there are plenty of verses, things that can bring you back to awaken you. You can hear it anywhere you are. For me, it is easier. I'm from sunrise to sunset in filmings and meetings. It's much more confusing than if I wouldn't be in it, I would be like I used to do once in Zohar or something. Sunrise to sunset, it's a pleasure. So you who are in trips, at work, that can be with a headphone, stuck in, no problem.
But those who do get in, they can add with their thoughts to those who are forced to and cannot get in there?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Today we had a very special lesson, perhaps because of the effort we've made with a new assignment, but it was felt...
What assignment?
What Moni mentioned of yesterday's and the day before yesterday intensivity.
I felt there's nothing today.
So today we were completely unconscious in the beginning of the lesson, and precisely because you didn't want to get in there and steal our exertion in the first part, so the effort of all the friends was really felt during the Zohar and test to gain consciousness. So the question is, after we regain consciousness, at least the understanding of where we are, how can we measure whether our awakening is the right one? If it is on the expense of what I have received from the environment, from the group, is it a mutual effort? Is there a point trying to examine that? Or if there is an awakening, just to keep on with it?
It's an emotional thing. whether in the hug between us, or the connection between us, we want to feel the Creator is with us. I don't know how to put it. Or how to express it. How else can I express it? Well, it will come. But I don't think there is an examination here. Well, we don't have a discernment yet to examine and weigh everything, desires, intentions, etc. Imagine yourself, now we could have classified how much have we done, what we haven't done, where the exertion is, what yes, what's not, why aren't we capable, because we would have stopped you.
Yes.
You can actually weigh things under the condition that you can go above them. Yes.
There is this one scrutiny. If you give an answer to the heart and you put your enthusiasm, clearly it comes from you. And otherwise you say, oh, well, go look for it. Clearly there is a mutual effort. But when there is a mutual effort, it's this feeling that with our strength, with our pride, we succeed in the attack together. Or how to make it so that it will truly be on the expense of the society, something. Well, it wasn't me out of pride, so that there will truly be an awakening. Don't know how to describe it.
I'll tell you why there cannot be pride, because the desire, the luck is coming from me. Oh, I said that today you're flat, you slumber a bit, sleepy. So what pride? You see, I have no pride anymore. Had I not said, then you'll sleep.
And then what we do then?
Then, until you wake up alone, till from above, without me, will come the awakening. It can take a lot of time. God forbid. It's still early for you to remain alone.
So the first trigger has to be from above, either from you or the Creator, right?
Yes, of course. It's always from the Creator, but through me for the time being. It will always be like that. But
if we would have used Sviva Tova, for example, and use it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, whenever it doesn't broadcast, if we would have used it to listen to all the parts we're listening to.
So when would you do something?
A constant live broadcast of all these parts Moti mentioned and Ran.
Well, do it.
Since it is a live broadcast, it's not like opening file from the beginning. Perhaps you get in the middle of something. Does it bother?
I open some verse from Bala Sulam, read it, and I'm impressed, and I see no flaw in it for not hearing or seeing him. It's enough in order to connect accordingly with Rabash.
Because that allowed.
On the contrary, the external patsuf, the external form, only diminishes. It's where you, because you connect into his internality.
So it can be something positive if you.
Well, do it so that constantly something plays in your ear, but well, why you can just press it and it will play for you?
But it broadcasts always to the whole world, and you just plug your earphone in, and whenever you have the time, you listen to it.
All right, do it so. It doesn't matter for me. You're arranging things. We need to move to the next part.
And before we do, let's sing a song together.
Rise to a new degree, you and me, right here and now.
We are holding you up.
We shall do and we shall hear. That's all we know. There's none else besides him, and we won't let go. coming true. We are breaking.